The acoustic guitar is really a pretty simple thing. Six strings, frets, a resonating box. You strum it, and sounds come out. But there are many other ways to coax sound out of the instrument. For example, you can spank the wood, thump the body, rub the strings, scrape and tap, hammer your fingers over the frets. Kaki King has extended the guitar sound to the far reaches of the musical galaxy on her new CD, Legs to Make Us Longer, and she joins us with her instrument. Welcome, a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, such a pleasure to be here.
Let's start out with a tune in which you literally pull out all the stops with these techniques that we've talked about. This is something on your new CD. It's called Playing with Pink Noise. Kaki King performing, playing with Pink Noise here in our studio. You're going to have to deconstruct that for people who cannot look at you the way that I'm looking at you. Tell us all of the different things that you were doing.
Okay, well, actually, the beginning riff of this song is very, very simple. With my left hand, I just take it over the neck and I do this.
So you're plucking the strings on the neck, and
then
you're
basically hammering down and then pulling off. I mute the string with the heel of my right hand so it doesn't ring too much. And then I just hit the top of my guitar. Mm-hmm. And the right hand is even simpler. I take my two nails and I go. And that's it.
That's it. There were times when both hands were going over the neck, and it really reminded me of a piano player.
Yeah. People have been doing it for a long time. Stanley Jordan sort of was the first guy that took that technique and sort of broke ground, and then a man named Preston Reed is someone who I follow, and really basically rip off in terms of all this stuff. But he's generous with his talent, so that's good. And so you basically just reach the right hand over, and just as the left hand might hammer out a note, you're essentially just taking your right hand and doing it with the right hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're 24 years old
now? I'm 25.
25?
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah. And now you're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to play in the New York subways.
I did. I took my little small amplifier, it looks like a kind of large can of beans, and I stuck it down with me in the subway. And I would play on the quieter lines and just sort of play simple guitar tunes and work on things and practice. And, you know, sometimes I wasn't even there to really perform. I was just there to sort of play
mm-hmm.
and to be doing something. But yeah, then I think the louder the subway got, then the louder I would have to get. So that's when all this stuff would really be put to good use.
Yeah. You worked as a waitress in
mm-hmm.
the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah.
So what'd you get out of that?
I saw a lot of really bad music. A lot of live bands, four or five a night, and most of them were terrible, but some were brilliant. And the ones that were brilliant, it makes you realize why you love music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to sort of be at a hip club in New York, and I worked the door sometimes too, which gave me a special status.
Yeah, well, you get to see how the business works,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's true.
A little bit.
And I had to pay all the bands every night, and it was unbelievable. You know, a band would come in, and they'd bring 250 people, and then I'd pay them $1,000. You know, four people, and they had to pay for hotels and stuff. I mean, it was, you know, I learned I learned about that, too.
Right, as well as keeping an audience's attention,
yes.
too, while performing. I think we'd like to hear another tune. You're going to do something for us called Ingots?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. That's Ingots, played by Kaki King here in our studio. It's from her new CD, Legs to Make Us Longer. In that tune, you're holding the guitar neck traditionally, but you're really, you know, beating out a rhythm there.
Yeah.
In the body. Now, are you concerned that you might get, you know, put in this niche of young woman who plays guitar strangely?
That is pretty much the niche I've been put into. And I, you know, and it's wonderful, and I willingly accept it. And a lot of people feel that I'm carrying the torch for this style of music, which solo guitar had a lot of popularity in the 1980s, and always has, really, I think, in culture, in American culture. But I'm kind of the one young person that's making a big career out of it.
Yeah. Are you always listening? Always got your ears open for all kinds of musics that end up influencing the songs that you write?
I think so. I mean, it's interesting because I spent most of my time growing up listening to British pop music, like Blur and Oasis. I was obsessed with those bands. Yet when I was playing guitar, like, kind of the only thing that would come out were these weird acoustic guitar songs. I couldn't write, you know, like a really great pop song, you know, and I desperately wanted to. You know, when I was like 16, 17, and all I could write were these sort of Celtic-sounding strange things. So I'm not quite sure where it all comes from. I do listen to a lot of different music, and I always have, and a lot of classical and a lot of pop and, you know, rock, and been listening to a lot of Brazilian music lately. But, you know, it just, I don't really know where the hell it all comes from.
Mm. Stravinsky is... You're a big fan of Stravinsky.
Mm-hmm. He took music to this dangerous place. I mean, people rioted, you know, the first time they heard The Rite of Spring. You're listening to this cacophonous sound, and yet it's so gorgeous, and it just takes your guts and just pulls them out of you and makes you scared and want to cry, but it's so beautiful at the same time. It's pretty amazing. I mean, I guess just how much emotion he could put into music really touched and still touches me.
Hmm. We have time for one more.
Okay.
And what do you want to leave us with?
I'm going to play a piece called Neanderthal. This is more of a, I wouldn't say this is traditional finger picking, but it's more emphasis on finger picking than tapping.
Khaki King performing Neanderthal in our studio. Her new CD, Legs to Make Us Longer, is on Epic Records. You can see a video of Khaki's performance and hear a bonus recording on our website, npr.org. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and engineered by Drew Reynolds and Neil Tewalt. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed today by Elaine Heinzman, with production help from Phil Harrell, David Rector, and Jesse Baker. Our senior editor is Stu Seidel. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. The NPR Ombudsman is Jeffrey Dvorkin. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, with audio engineers Greg Gavin, Chris Nelson, and Mitch Eaton. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.